This is the Composer's Datebook for March 21st. I'm John Burge. In 1838, Robert Schumann visited the grave of Franz Schubert in Vienna and paid a courtesy call on Schubert's surviving brother, Ferdinand. Schumann had heard about Ferdinand's closet full of his brother's manuscripts and was shown one for a big symphony in C major, unperformed, he was told, because people thought it was too difficult and far too long. As he looked at the music, Schumann was stunned and asked if he could arrange to have the symphony played. "Sure," said Ferdinand, and Schumann sent the score off to his friend Felix Mendelssohn, who was then the director of the Leipzig Gewandhaus Orchestra, who gave the first public performance of Schubert's Big Symphony on today's date in 1839. After attending the rehearsal, Schumann wrote to his girlfriend, Clara Wieck, "If only you had been there, all the instruments were like human voices, full of life and wit. And the length, the divine length, like a four-volume novel. I was utterly happy, with nothing left to wish for except that you were my wife and I could write such symphonies myself." Well, sometimes wishes do come true. Schumann did marry Clara, did write symphonies of his own, and did help launch Schubert's work towards worldwide recognition as a masterpiece. Composer's Datebook is supported by OneDrop, a new way to manage diabetes. With supplies delivered to your door and personal health coaching, OneDrop can help lower blood sugars in just 1 month at Walmart, Apple stores, and getonedrop.com. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in conjunction with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.